Hello?
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, this is Anthony.
The mayor of Katanga speaking, hi.
Hi, which member is it?
I'm Wilco, the baseman.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I just didn't know which member was calling. That's why I wished to confirm myself.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna apologize for being late. I've got Mario with me. He got stuck in traffic, and now we're complete. Two people, Mario the singer and Wilco the baseman.
Okay.
We're here anxiously awaiting your questions.
Okay. How are you both, anyway?
We're fine. Thank you.
Okay, what do you...
In Mario's case, because he's just pulled in from the Autobahn and is settling down now.
Okay, would it be okay if I began the interview?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, could you talk me through how the new record, Moonchild, came to fruition? Talk me through, how it came to take shape and develop into the finished product?
Yeah, right. I forgot to mention, before we start, I'm sorry to interrupt again after we started, I'll translate your questions to Mario and he's gonna answer them, and maybe I'm adding something to that, and I'll be translating it back to you, right? So if you could shortly repeat your question and I'm gonna translate it and translate the answer back to you, would that be alright?
Yeah, that's fine. So you're translating Mario's answers, yeah?
Yeah, right.
Ah, that's fine, yeah.
He's kind of a spokesperson, and he's the boss of our band, and his word is law, isn't it?
Could you talk me through how Moonchild came to fruition, how it came to take shape and develop into the finished product?
Yeah, right, okay. I'm going to translate now. Mario tells you that the album Moonchild developed just like any other album.
Let me sort of change my tack. What I meant was, how did it come to take on the personality it has? Because obviously each album is obviously musically different, so...
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, obviously. Because otherwise it'd be the same album then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you are right. Okay.
Is there a reason why the band decided to take longer this time around?
Gibt es einen Grund, warum wir uns als Band entschieden haben, eher Zeit auch für die Album?
Weil der Song.
We decided that the sound had to be the sound of the album had to be very much better than the sound of the album before, so we took very much more time tackling that.
Okay. How has the band's chemistry grown since Dark Child?
I didn't get that. I'm sorry, Mario was still talking.
Oh, sorry. Mario continue. Sorry, I interrupted him then. I didn't realize.
No, he didn't. He really didn't. It was just an afterthought. We can settle this later.
Okay.
Yes. No, he wants to talk. I'm sorry. I gotta listen to him for a second.
Okay. Is that why the band recorded re-recorded three tracks from the previous record?
This one I can answer without translating. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. How would you say, what is superior about these re-recorded versions of those three tracks?
Okay, I'm gonna ask.
Has the band's chemistry grown since the release of the first album?
Okay, I'm going to translate that. He says, laughingly, that the chemistry has basically bettered itself inside the band, and we've grown to be almost like a family.
Okay. As the band's obviously the band's songwriting has improved, but has it taken on a different tack than, like, in terms of the style compared to earlier tracks?
Yeah. Well, he kind of answered that in the question before. The lyrics have changed.
Oh, I meant more on a musical level.
Beg your pardon? I didn't get that.
I meant more on a musical level.
Ah, on a musical level. Okay, I'm gonna translate that back to him.
Did the band come to sign with Masca Records?
Could you repeat that again? Sorry, I didn't get that.
How did the band come to sign with Masca Records?
Okay.
By Masca Records.
Labelled Rabatsko stopped working for us.
is that relationship going this far?
Very good. We're getting interviews. You came nonetheless.
Okay. How do you musically describe this new record for people who might be wondering what it sounds like?
I'm going to ask Myra that again.
Obviously, we've established that this album is superior to the previous one, but, like, in what way does it musically differ, then? Like, what different sounds or styles or whatever are on this new record? What different direction does it go in, basically?
I'm going to translate that again.
Yeah. Apart from the lyrics, are there any slight differences then in sounds, minor differences then?
Yeah, maybe we're getting to be going into the direction of using a bit more electronic that maybe you could hear in the new album.
Is that electronic direction something that the band might go into even further on? Future material?
Then this is something we must leave open for now. We're just getting started working with new material, and we're not quite sure about
it. Okay,
obviously not as nice an answer as you might have expected, I'm sorry, but
that's fine. You said you're working on new material. Could you see the record then taking as long as it did for this one to take shape, like 5 years between records?
I'm going to translate that back again.
Sven Friedrich come to do a guest vocal on the record.
I'm going to translate that again. First of all, the boss of our former label, Rabatsko, is the bassman. Friends in common with him, so
Okay, which track does he appear on?
Auf welchem Track? He's singing on I'm Gonna Die For You, on Bitter Mond, and on Mondscheinfahrt. Mario did that out of his head. I would have had to look that up.
Oh, okay. How did he blend in with Mario and, I believe, Doreen, because it's like dual vocals, I believe, the
yeah, right. She's a backing vocals girl.
Okay.
And all right, good egg.
It doesn't specify that. Yeah. All right, fair enough. How did he blend it? What I mean is, how did Sven then blend in with Mario? How did that work in terms of... What results did that produce, is what I'm asking, musically speaking?
I didn't get that last part.
When Mario, on these tracks where Mario sings with Sven, what musical results did that produce?
Like, okay.
Mythological ideas are explored on the album. What are these social critiques or social criticism, as you described it, what social criticism then is on the record? What ideas related to that?
There's one song that deals with neo-fascist ideologies, and it is called, I'm going to ask, yeah. wie heißt das noch? Der Anti-Nazi, ja. Wegen Sozial. I'm just informed, this one is our first album, I'm sorry. I'm gonna translate that question again.
Welches?
The first one would be in social critical ideas would be Marquis de Sade / Gottlos with the idea that love can be for sale. Metropolis again is the hunger for money. People's hunger for money. Of societies. Schwarze Flügel is a song about the idea that young people today lack perspective and lack the opportunity to develop into members of society. And Lemuria basically handled the same topic. Moonchild is a song about loneliness in society. Murder der Erinnerung would be a song about the abuse of alcohol. And this, Mario says, nonchalantly,
is Mario still talking or?
No, that
okay. Sorry, I was just in case I was interrupting.
No, good.
Is Mario the sole lyricist of the band then?
Yeah, basically he is.
Okay. Because I was curious with because some tracks have English titles.
Yeah, they do. We collaborate on kind of developing the lyrics together, but it's Mario who brings the ideas.
Okay.
And has creative control of this process. Sometimes he collaborates. And sometimes I try to make the English a little. Let's leave it at that. Mario's Russian is better than his English.
Oh, okay, so you basically brush up the English then?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I try.
Okay, fair enough. How did the producer of the excuse me. How did the producer of the new record, Ron, approach getting the best results out of the band? How did he approach it? Because, like, different producers have different ways of producing bands, obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to translate that back.
Wie hat er das gemacht? Er sang eine Art und Weise.
A very relaxed way of working with Ron as a producer, because we had some ideas how the songs were supposed to sound. it and put in his ideas and give it back to us, and we decided what we liked and what we didn't like, and so arrived at a product we could stand behind.
Oh, what are the band's future plans?
Okay. We want to obviously go on playing together as a band. We want to appear live as often as possible.